The following paid commercial program was furnished by the program sponsor. The WYSL stations present an hour of truth for the battered but proud people of the Empire State. From the financial and entertainment epicenter of New York City to the sleeping and empty small cities and towns of upstate, which once bustled with manufacturing, mining, and farming. We all know from inspiration, history, and nature, we deserve a return to the success and growth of generations past, a birthright being squandered by corruption in Albany, and the depredations of an insecure, scheming mountebank posing as governor, who loathes both us and himself. As liberty beckoned to enslaved peoples behind the Iron Curtain via American broadcasts after World War II, we now say, believe, rise, and join us. Welcome to Radio Free New York.
Hey guys, how's it going? Andrew Hollister here, your host of Radio Free New York, where we're going to talk about all of your rights all of the time, and joined in studio with Bob Savage as usual.
Shalom aloha, all.
So, there's a bit to talk about today, but as usual...
You think?
Yeah. Well, I'll start with just recapping the last show like we normally do, and then we'll dive right in. Last show, we spent talking about the SAFE Act in New York. And we are, just so everybody knows, we're live on WYSL right now. That is 1040 AM, 95.5
West, yep.
Spencerport there, and 92.1 FM as well.
In Rochester, Brighton, in the eastern suburbs.
Yep. And then we're streaming live on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, also on AYR.show and the WYSL radio station. So if you want to hear the last episode and you're not familiar with the SAFE Act, please go online, go to AYR.show. Listen to that podcast, because so many people got back to me who said they weren't aware of the SAFE Act. A lot of people said that.
What? Yes. Weren't aware of the SAFE Act?
They were not aware, or were not aware of the content of the SAFE Act.
Did they just move here? Or?
I don't know. But that's the feedback I got throughout the week. Comments on the Facebook page, people saying, thank you for explaining this. I didn't understand. And, I didn't know that this is what it did. A lot of that, I think, had to do with the mental health portion. A lot of people didn't understand about the secret database.
Yeah. As is like frequently that. The case with things like this, the really insidious stuff lurks beneath the surface.
Yeah. So if you're unfamiliar with that, definitely check out the episode. We talked about a lot. We also, we talk about a bad law in New York. The SAFE Act was our bad law. So it was just, plowed through the whole episode there. We talked about how the Republican Party and many paid membership, not many, a good portion of paid membership to A organizations have literally walked away from the Second Amendment. They're not supporting it anymore. And something that somebody wanted me to bring up, that to the NRA's credit, they actually removed the A rating from the Republican candidate. So they currently have a question mark on their website. Don't know what that means. Don't know.
Oh, I'll tell you what it means.
Change to.
I can explain that in two words.
Ready for it.
Julie Killian.
Yeah. Well, and they have had no strong support for the Second Amendment at all. In fact, we were told by a gun show kind of in the direction of Central New York that we couldn't have a table because Molinaro was going to have a table. And when we showed up, he was not there. So you can see that on the Facebook page. It's pretty interesting. I did go to the Hamburg Gun Show last week. They were so happy to have us. They made table space for us. The vendors were really excited.
Good for them.
The other gun show, it was kind of interesting. So
we got the ESACA coming up this weekend, right?
The Rochester Gun Show is this weekend.
At the Dome. You're going to be there?
Yes, I will be there. I'm also going to be at Naples Grape Festival, Hilton Apple Festival, Frederick Douglass Foundation, and I'm sure the team will squeeze in a few more events into into that. They're really good at that. They keep us very busy. So I wanted to bring that up because somebody was like, hey, well, what about the NRA? Didn't they remove the A rating? And to my knowledge, as of yesterday, it was still gone. There's a question mark there. If you read what a question mark means, they they give you a few options there, and I'm going to paraphrase because I don't have the words right in front of me. The first was, we sent them a form, we reached out to them, they refused to answer. Hmm. So that was the first reason. Second reason is, this person showed an outright, and I'm trying to remember exactly what the words were, outright hostility towards the Second Amendment was the other reason. And then right after
that... Why would that be a question mark? I would think that would be like a red circle with a slash through it.
Right? Yeah, something. I don't know. And then after that, it said a question mark should normally be considered bad, basically. I forget exactly what the words were, but like, if there's a question mark here, you should be very concerned. So...
And there's a question mark there.
And there is a question mark there next to both of their names.
So we know what to do. Well, you know, Killian, I get. I thought that Mark Molinaro was this big Second Amendment guy. And he's saying, oh, no, she adopts the same position I do.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the thing. So I've seen him speak live, about 10 feet away from me.
As have I.
And I've heard him ask the Second Amendment question many times. And in some of these instances, this is rooms full of Second Amendment people. So this is and no video rolling. Right? At least not that I was aware of. So this is your chance to, if you wanted to secretly snuggle up to the Second Amendment people without New York City finding out about it, this is the opportunity to do that. And he doesn't really take the question. He'll say, yeah, I support the Second Amendment. And then start talking about other things that have nothing to do with the Second Amendment. That's kind of always been his answers. Yeah, I support that. But no content, no anything. And he'll say, oh, I voted in favor of it in the past. Okay, but what are you going to do in the future? What is your plan? So now that he's been pushed for months and months, his policy is, if it comes across my desk, I'll sign it.
I'm going to, while we're in small discussion groups here, I'm just going to real quick, you go ahead and talk for a second.
Sure.
I'm going to quick pull up a text I got from Mark Molinaro.
Yeah.
On this very subject, it was a little while ago, looking for, 845 area code.
And so Bob's looking for that. Yeah, so that's a big deal. Oh, you
got it.
Awesome.
This is me to him. This is back in the summer. I got a hold of his cell number. I texted him. Hey, Mark, Bob Savage, you're owner of the WYSL stations and network in Rochester and the Finger Lakes. I told him about our coverage, blah, blah, blah. We're staunchly pro-Second Amendment. I am registered GOP, so are the employees here. Sorry, can't support you with Julie Killian on the ticket. Please choose a real constitutionalist instead. To which Mr. Molinaro replied, quoting now, I received several calls and had someone called me. I would have let you know she adopts my position. Our position is the defense of the Second Amendment. That has been and remains my position.
So no plan. Yeah.
Defense of the Second Amendment.
Yeah, what does that mean? Especially in New York, where, you know, the court saying upholding the SAFE Act supports the Second Amendment, which is just mind-blowing to me, with the exception of the one that ruled against, you know, the seven-round limit. So if you want to hear a whole bunch more about that, the next episode – or the last episode.
Trying to reconcile shall not be infringed with the SAFE Act. And they're in the same vector? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so at all. Although somebody who was I think it was an attorney explained to me that the way the New York State Constitution is written is that any law passed by the state legislature – is constitutional in New York State. So the SAFE Act, according to the wording in the state constitution, is constitutional according to the state constitution. This is what this person was trying to explain to me.
This guy's a lawyer?
Yeah, I don't know. So, and he's like, but what the judges don't understand is it's their job to stand up and say, no, that's wrong. And they're just going off of, oh, well, here it says this, here it says this, so it must be true. It's like, no. We have the Bill of Rights. We have the national constitution to protect us from that exact thing.
Clear as mud.
Yeah.
And I'm relatively certain that the New York State Constitution is not to be interpreted as, well, you know, it's this piece of paper, and it's really more like guidelines to be interpreted by the Honorable Dewey Cheatham in Lockport or someplace.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
That's a ridiculous argument.
Yeah. Wow. So there's some other cool stuff going on, though. And by cool stuff, I mean not really cool. But Cuomo is Cuomo's speaking again, which every time he talks.
Love that.
It helps us out. So when we come back from the break, we'll talk about the next two things Cuomo said, I think this last week. And, man, it just gets better and better. I love it when this guy talks. He helps us out tremendously.
Tremendously. Thanks so much. It's Radio Free New York, all your rights, all the time, on the WYSL stations, 1040 AM, 92.1 FM, 95.5 FM. We'll be back.
Did Mom leave the stove on again? Dad forget to take his pills? The senior citizen in your life deserves to be treated like family in every way. And you deserve the peace of mind that comes from knowing your older family member is getting personalized care, even though they're not yet ready for a nursing home. Consider Alpine Manor, founded in 1971 by owner Tim Kinsella and just 20 minutes from Rochester in Lima, Livingston County. At Alpine Manor, there are supervised activities and medications, full laundry and housekeeping services provided to your loved one in immaculate surroundings. You can move to warmer regions secure in the knowledge that your loved one is well cared for back at home. You could qualify for $1,830 per month VA benefits or $1,176 per month for a surviving spouse. Alpine Manor, New York State Health Department licensed. Call 346-5880 for a no obligation tour or information or visit alpinemanor.com.
I want to turn this state around. I want to revamp our education system from K through 12 to K through 10 with no federal money and no new taxes. I want to repair our broken family court system so that when you lie in court, it is a crime. I want to support new industries like blockchain and open source and hemp and cannabis to support our struggling farmers. You might say these ideas are radical. No, they're bold. We need new, bold ideas to save this state. And this new message is approved by Larry Sharp.
Take it, Tony.
How's that, Pete?
Terrific, man. Hold on. Hello?
Honey, we need help. A pipe burst and the basement is flooding.
Oh, man, now I really got the blues.
What's the skinny, Pete?
Burst pipe. Water all over the basement. What am I gonna do, brother?
Call Taylor. 500 Help. Their plumbing experts will fix things up and have you singing in no time.
500 Help? Now that's a hot number.
I think I'm really getting it, man.
Call Taylor. 500 Help.
You're listening to Radio Free New York on the WYSL stations.
Hey, if you love the SAFE Act, you'll love SAFE Act 2. Cue the Governor Headcase theme here on Radio Free New York. Oh, boy. We're really into it, aren't we, Andrew?
Yeah. So what we've got here, and we might be able to pull up the audio clip on this, is just the more Cuomo speaks, I think it shows a lot, right? It shows how he's totally disconnected from the working people in New York.
Yeah, from
totally.
Cuomo's greatest hits. Yep.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
Don't you love it?
Oh. Yeah. And for those who haven't heard us play that so many times already, it never gets old. But B, those shocked voices you hear are actually his supporters. It was a room of his supporters, handpicked people, mortified. So he has done it again. He's now saying that people are leaving New York not because of high taxes, not because of poor job availability, not because we're ranked 50th in freedom, 35th for economic prosperity, 43rd for opportunity, and 37th for quality of life. Our dear leader has figured it out. The reason people are leaving New York is because of weather.
Right.
That's right. So he did say, when confronted about people leaving the state, especially a million people leaving the state since he took office, he said, oh, it's because of weather. Sometimes people like to fish where it's warm. That's what his response was. And then he, as if that wasn't bad enough, if that didn't show that he truly doesn't get it, he went deeper and started talking about things that he obviously doesn't know the numbers about, because then he said young people were leaving the state because parents were telling them. Let's see. It says young people were leaving because parents were saying, you better leave. And there are no economic opportunities here. That is no longer the case. That is Governor Cuomo's quote. Young people are still leaving. They're still leaving. 175,000 people left last year, and we're ranked 43rd for opportunity. I don't think anybody is sticking around for opportunities today. And the fact that he thinks that's no longer the case shows that not only is he totally disconnected from the working people of New York, the people in upstate New York, he's disconnected from the numbers too. He didn't even bother verifying the numbers. But then he went a step further, this guy. He was just full of it this week. He then said, we were chasing people from the state. We are now attracting people to the state.
Who was chasing people away?
You know, he says we were.
We were chasing people from the state. Okay, yep. So who would that be?
I would like to think it's him. I don't know who he was in reference to. This is all his kind of like his rambling. This is his response to the question that this reporter asked. Yeah, totally disconnected. He thinks now apparently people are running in droves back to New York. He thinks that apparently our economic opportunity has turned around. And now people aren't leaving, is what he thinks.
Andrew Cuomo, I would point you to a little thing called the U.S. Census. And I believe if you check that, you will find in the last two census cycles, so that takes us back to 2000, that a million people have left the state of New York. Yeah. You may have noticed that we have fewer representatives in Congress than we had maybe 15, 20 years ago, and that's all based on population. So that's what's going on there, and it would be way worse than that if we weren't importing a lot of immigrants to New York State, who are completely dependent upon government. And so that's why they gravitate towards here, because they want free stuff.
Well, and I've literally spoken with people as I am out in the community, and one lady told me this, and she told me this with, like, serious conviction, you know, when she said this. And she didn't understand necessarily what she was saying, but she said, you know, I want my kids to come up here. I forget which state she said they were in. Ohio, maybe, or something like that. She's like, I want my kids to come up here from Ohio because the benefits I get from New York State are way better than what they're getting in New York State.
So the free stuff.
In their state. Yeah. And I was like, well, what do you mean by that? And she says, well, you know, I've been unemployed for a really long time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't have anything that I need to want for, is essentially what she said. She's like, my kids, they have to do this or they have to do that if they're on unemployment and they can't afford, you know, my daughter's my granddaughter's medicine. And so I told them they need to come to New York because all that will be covered. And while I understand as a mother and a grandmother, that's what she wants for her children and her grandchild, that really speaks volumes to what New York is attracting. You know, we're losing 175,000 people a year, but we're also, and that's after the people that have come in. So really we're losing more than 175,000 people last year, but the people who are coming in to bring that number to the 175,000, they're not coming in general, or not being encouraged to come in for our low taxes, for our good economic development, for our good positive business environment. People are coming because they know they'll get better benefits.
Right.
And that's not good.
Well, and we also know, I mean, if you're looking for rationales as to why all this is taking place, just look at the other widely accepted stats. First of all, we have the highest tax burden of any state in the nation by far. And that's saying something when you take into account states like Illinois and California. But I don't want to get sidetracked on that. And the other thing is that we rank absolutely dead last in personal freedoms. And I draw a line straight back to our first subject when we first came on the air here on Radio Free New York, which is the SAFE Act. Yeah. This is a constitutional right. It's this thing called the Second Amendment. It's part of the U.S. Constitution, which was adopted in whole by each state. So they all have their own version of the Bill of Rights, but they incorporate the Bill of Rights as is found in the U.S. Constitution. And so we had a big expository show on the SAFE Act, but you should know that lurking in the wings of if we have, you know, Governor Headcase reelected, there's a thing called SAFE Act 2. And actually, Cuomo's already peddling around the state bragging about this.
Yeah.
About how he loves the SAFE Act and how he's already got the framework ready for the passage of SAFE Act 2, which will come down as kind of like a royal decree, just mm-hmm. like SAFE Act 1 did. There's not going to be any deliberation in the state legislature, which is what it exists. That's what it exists for. That's what it's supposed to do. That's its job. No, it's just going to be adopted by the governor, and it's going to be jammed down the throats of the legislature through the assembly, which is dominated by the Democrat Party. And we all know how we've gotten a big lesson this week on how the Democrat Party functions in the Brett Kavanaugh interview.
We did. Yeah. And I will be honest, running around New York, campaigning, doing events, I did not get to see or hear the whole thing. But this morning I saw the highlights. And while I was in the car, I would listen to it yesterday. And by highlights, really, it's lowlights. It's just awful. And that really brings up some things that I think are really important to discuss about New York and politics, and that's how absolutely corrupt and dirty it is. And I literally had this experience last year where as I was running for office, I was knocking on doors. And when I was knocking on doors, occasionally I would come across people who were afraid to speak to me. Afraid to speak to me.
Imagine that in the United States of America. You used to hear that about Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia, but now we're living in a jurisdiction where people are afraid to speak freely? Really? Yeah.
And I would knock on their door and say, hey, I'm Andrew Hollister. I'm running for city council. You know, you're a registered voter. Just wanted to, you know, stop by, hear what your issues are, and you know, have a conversation. And people would look at me and go, oh, no. I don't want to be registered to vote. I don't want to participate in politics. That's really scary to me. Literally, they didn't want to have a say because they were so worried about how corrupt things were. They didn't want to be a part of it. Terrified is what these people were. And to have a voice in the United States of America, in New York State, these people were afraid to vote because they were worried about participating in a corrupt, broken system. And when I saw and heard some of the things said and done in the Kavanaugh hearing, it reminded me of that moment.
Very scary. Yeah. When you say, you know, we are at the edge, ladies and gentlemen, of a precipice. And we can go either way here, but if we have a significant portion, which would be a potential majority of voters out there who feel that the due process afforded under the U.S. and state constitutions that guarantees people who are accused of wrongdoing and of crimes the right to a fair hearing and the presumption of innocence. If we're willing to just discard that in the name of political expediency, we're in a very bad place.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's true. And the thing that I hear from people often, very often, when I talk with them, and maybe not necessarily specific to this election because the conversation is totally different, but in general, when I try to educate people, motivate them to vote, they all say something pretty similar. Well, politics is dirty. I don't want to be involved with that. Politics is corrupt. So when we come back, I want to talk about maybe a little bit about how politics should look, what it was meant to look like, and getting young people involved again, because we got to turn this thing around.
The voice of Andrew Hollister. He is the Libertarian candidate for Lieutenant Governor on Radio Free New York. All your rights, all the time on WYSL.
You're listening to the voice of Liberty. AM 1040 Avon Rochester, FM 92.1 Rochester, FM 95.5 Spencerport, and WYSL1040.com everywhere.
There's a place in the village of Avon you and your critters will love. Whether they're big or small, whether they've got hair, fur, or feathers, Avon Feed fits every need. There's a full selection of pet foods for dogs and cats, bird feeders, suet, and all kinds of quality wild bird seed. Check out our frequent flyer bird seed program. Buy 10 bags of bird seed, get the next bag free. Choose farm feeds and great equine products like Blue Seal and Neutrina. Find everything for your pet from feeding bowls to toys, leads, collars, beds, crates, and tie-outs. Avon Feed and Supply has what the big pet chain stores will never have. Tim Cole and his great knowledgeable staff. And if you think you'll save money at that pet superstore, well, think again. While you're at Avon Feed, don't forget the two-legged pets with River Rat Thousand Island cheese and great flavors, including hard-to-find mean and nasty, plus once-again nut butters, Nunday mustards, and Rickles pickles. Open weekdays 9 to 6, Saturday 9 to 4. Avon Feed and Supply, West Main at the bottom of the hill, just west of the Circle.
I want to turn this state around. I want to revamp our education system from K through 12 to K through 10 with no federal money and no new taxes. I want to repair our broken family court system so that when you lie in court, it is a crime. I want to support new industries like blockchain and open source and hemp and cannabis to support our struggling farmers. You might say these ideas are radical. No, they're bold. We need new, bold ideas to save this state. And this new message is approved by Larry Sharp.
Avon Gun and Hunting Supply reminds you to protect your Second Amendment rights and exercise your right to vote. Freedom is not free. Be sure to honor and thank our veterans. Avon Gun and Hunting Supply, East Main Street in Avon.
Radio Free New York on WYSL. AM 1040, FM 92.1, and FM 95.5 West.
We are back with Andrew Hollister. Yours truly, Bob Savage. And we had teased before about the SAFE Act 2 already being promoted. Andrew Cuomo is traversing the state and is pushing this as a wonderful idea because his New York City buddies, of course, just eat it up with a spoon. We should go over all this with you because it's indicative of the mindset of a runaway ideology-crazed liberal, a progressive who has grandiose self-image and absolutely no regard whatsoever for your freedom and for your liberty. So you want to run through this, Andrew?
Yeah, we can
10 key points is all, of course, because no progressive idea is ever simple.
Yeah. So and as I'm reading through this, so this is a copy of the 10 key points proposed for SAFE Act 2, and I'm just looking at it, I mean, it's four pages, right? And this is just the point. So
there's a lot of commentary here too, but we should run down this because this stuff, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to think about this. If Andrew Cuomo gets reelected, this is what you're going to be looking at. Go ahead, you take the first one.
Yeah. So the first one is going to be safe storage, which is interesting because they'll always start it off with something that sounds like, oh, that's safe. That's great. Safe act, safe storage. Yeah, except for when it's a Class A misdemeanor, if your firearm's not locked. Now, and I'm
locked
looking
up.
Here. Yeah, not locked up. Here's the thing. As I look at this, and I don't see the specific detail, but many homeowners, if you have a self-defense firearm, is it going to be locked or is it going to be on your side? Is it going to be in your nightstand? Is it going to be... Where is that going to be when somebody breaks into your home? So now you're going to possibly have a misdemeanor if your firearm's not locked?
Well, let me tell you about the really insidious thing behind all this. Now, it may occur to those thinking types out there, the quick-witted, and that includes you, dear listener. Okay, safe storage, okay. So that means the guns would have to be locked up. Now, how would that be enforced? Yeah. Well... there's no discussion of that openly from the Cuomo administration, but here's what's lurking behind the scenes. when you get your concealed carry permit, and we're going to talk about that in a minute because that's going to go from a five-year permit to a two-year permit. We'll get to that in a second. But a condition of your getting your concealed carry is that you consent to warrantless searches of your home. In order for them to know that you have your firearm safely stored, and then the other prong of this will be a little rat-out system. An incentive with state money behind it, by the way. So when your anti-gun neighbor comes over to drop his or her kid off to play with your family, and they see a handgun, they can call an 800 number and blow you in. I was at Andrew Hollister's house, and he's not got safe storage because maybe you had the gun out on a table and you were cleaning it or whatever. And these people don't like or trust guns, so they'll get a $500 reward or a $100 reward or whatever for blowing you into the Cuomo administration. So that's safe storage. Let's move on. Micro stamping, that's stupid. We've talked about micro stamping before. That's where every bullet has a unique alphanumeric or geometric code on two locations on each cartridge expended from the pistol. The technology doesn't exist.
Yeah, it simply doesn't exist. They tried for this once before and it failed.
Yeah, what was that dopey system that they had? COBUS.
Yeah.
COBUS.
Yep, COBUS.
And that was where they wanted test-fired rounds kept on file in Albany.
Like every firearm. From every firearm. Yeah, yeah. That didn't work. It was so bad, they just had to drop it. They want to ban 50 caliber weapons, which means muzzle loaders gone. Muzzle loaders will be gone.
12 gauge shotguns.
Yep. So,
gun dealer insurance requires the imposition of restrictive business practices, record keeping, and reporting for lawful gun dealers, including requiring that every dealer carry insurance coverage against liability, at least $1 million per incident. I don't know about you guys, if you ever priced insurance like that, it's prohibitively expensive. It's going to put a lot of smaller gun dealers out of business, and they would just add that to the cost of the guns.
Yeah, yeah. This one is so I'm a big firearms guy. I understand a lot about firearms. I work with them fairly often, and this one we'll talk about this. Prohibits the sale or transfer in New York of guns that are not childproof. There's basically no such thing.
No.
There's no such thing. So essentially, point 5 says firearms will no longer be allowed to be sold or transferred in New York State, period.
But at least there's a definition, a really stupid one. Child-operated firearm as a pistol or a revolver which does not contain a child-proofing device, which would prevent an average 5-year-old from operating it.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to figure out the average 5-year-old. But I think that this opens us up to no more pistols in New York.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that essentially
outlaws handguns.
Yeah,
because you can't childproof a firearm. Yeah. 30-day limit on gun purchases. You can't purchase more than one firearm from a dealer within a 30-day period. So that's kind of like saying you can use your car, but you can only use it to drive to approved retail establishments. Unwarranted infringement on your Second Amendment right. 10-day waiting period for gun purchases prohibits a person from taking possession of any firearm from a dealer unless 10 days have elapsed from the date the dealer initiated the NICS check of the purchaser and has received notice. So you got to wait 10 days.
Yeah. And currently, the way it is today, you should be able to leave same day. But there are some instances where people have up to a 3-day wait with the NICS check. If something goes through NICS wrong, now we're talking 10 days. What if you have a restraining order on somebody? Somebody's coming for you or your family. Oh, too bad. You got to wait 10 days. That's not right.
Yeah, exactly. So you've got some woman's got an order of protection. She's gotten her CCW. She's a safe, not prohibited possessor. She's illegal, but she can't get the gun that she needs because her crazed ex might break in. He's threatened her. Ammunition coding, we've already kind of talked about this. Every manufacturer will have to code ammo for handguns and assault weapons. Coded ammunition means a bullet carrying a unique identifier that's been applied by etching onto the base of the bullet. that's going to the ammo manufacturers are not going to make New York bullets.
No, no. So we've got pieces of this. They're going to virtually make pistols illegal in New York State, ammunition non-purchasable in New York State. And then this next piece I find extremely interesting, mandatory insurance for gun owners, which is interesting because Cuomo literally just made insurance for gun owners illegal. So now what we have is a requirement to purchase insurance that's illegal to purchase in the state.
Yeah.
That I don't get. So there will literally, if this comes through, be no legal way to own a firearm.
And there's telling language in this proposal, too, which this author notes. Failure to comply with this would result in the immediate revocation of the firearm owner's registration, license, and, boldface, any other privilege to own a firearm. Got that? They see owning a firearm in New York not as a right, privilege, but as a privilege granted by the state.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the last piece we touched on real briefly in the beginning, which is, right, so before the SAFE Act was passed, you did not have to renew your pistol permit. You pay for it once, it was yours. SAFE Act changed that to 5 years. SAFE Act 2 is going to make it so you have to renew your pistol permit every 2 years.
And if you want to know where this is headed, just look at Connecticut, because the trajectory is exactly the same. They're just a little farther along the timeline. In Connecticut, used to be that your pistol permit was for life, like it used to be here. Your pistol permit, Andrew, probably said, like mine does, valid until revoked.
It may say that.
Yeah. Maybe mine's newer than yours. But anyway, I got mine in 2010. So valid until revoked. And now it's every 5 years, and we just had to renew online. Yeah. In Connecticut, renewing your pistol permit costs $450.
Holy crap. Yeah.
So this is all harassment by the state to just make you throw up your hands and say, oh, I got to keep track of the insurance. I've got to have a safe bolted to the floor of my bedroom where I have to keep my gun in a place which basically renders it worthless for the purpose that I got it for, which is self-defense. It's not worth it. Oh. You know, it's just not worth it. I'll just take my chances, hope that the police get here in time.
Yeah, yeah. And there are areas, like where I live, that the police response time is almost an hour on average, almost an hour. And in rural areas, it's interesting. Some of the rural areas, they have better response time, you know, 45 minutes or whatever, but somebody can do a lot of bad things in 45 minutes or an hour. Somebody can do a lot of bad things in 5 minutes, 10
minutes. I believe
minutes.
That most of the – there was a stat on this that in violent confrontations that would necessitate the use of a firearm in self-defense, that the action's over in less than 90 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. So, SAFE Act 2.
SAFE Act 2. And that's what Governor Headcase, who, by the way, has an armed security detail to keep him and his family safe. Yeah. So this is no problem for him or any of his nitwit co-conspirators in, you know, state government. But you're on your own. And particularly if you're a woman, you're on
yes.
your own.
Yep.
Because women are the ones who need firearms to protect themselves even more than men.
It's true. It's true. Actually, there's this picture on the internet that every once in a while I share with friends when they don't understand, you know, why people need firearms for self-defense. And it shows a rabbit and a coyote. And then the next iteration of the image is rabbit, no more coyote. And that's kind of the idea. It's the equalizer. It makes it so that if you are a smaller person or a person that doesn't have as much strength against a large aggressor who is there to do you harm, it equalizes things and it gives you the opportunity to protect yourself.
Great quote here in these materials from the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. He, by the way, was shot to death because he was denied a carry permit for his own good, don't you know? The great quote from Reverend King, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
I think there's another one that he said, I think it was him that said, a right delayed is a right denied. And that goes right along those lines.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Radio Free New York. He is Andrew Hollister, and we will return on WYSL after this important break.
Because your future is worth it. MGM Associates Insurance. Proudly serving the region since 1984, MGM can meet your coverage needs, ranging from home, condo, and auto, all the way to specialized policies for business, workers' comp, delivery insurance, and coverage for professionals like lawyers and dentists. They can also help lead you through the confusing maze in the new world of health insurance coverage and employee benefit options. MGM Associates is large enough to serve you, but small enough to care, so you don't have to wait in line on some 800 number to get prompt, personal attention. MGM Associates is the only winner of the National Best Practices Award 6 times in a row. MGM's proud to support veterans groups, including Heroes Home Advantage. For your personal, business, home, or professional insurance needs, meet the experts at MGM Associates Insurance. Locally and proudly owned at 1745 Penfield Road in Penfield. 381-7008 or MGMinsure.com. An associate of Finger Lakes Fire and Casualty, 6905 Route 227, Trumansburg, New York.
I want to turn this state around. I want to revamp our education system from K through 12 to K through 10 with no federal money and no new taxes. I want to repair our broken family court system so that when you lie in court, it is a crime. I want to support new industries like blockchain and open source and hemp and cannabis to support our struggling farmers. You might say these ideas are radical. No, they're bold. We need new, bold ideas to save this state. And this new message is approved by Larry Sharp.
If you're looking to market and grow your business, make new business connections, and give back to the community in a meaningful way, consider joining the Greece Regional Chamber of Commerce. We're the largest suburban chamber in Monroe County, and we offer networking, education, marketing, insurance, and advocacy. You do not need to live or work in Greece to join. Our members come from throughout the region. In short, we're better together, and together, we're moving business forward. Visit GreeceChamber.org or call 585-227-7272 to join today.
You're listening to Radio Free New York
on the WYSL stations.
Well, it's our usual nightmare bad law segment here on Radio Free New York. All your rights all the time. Here's Andrew.
Yep, so here we are. We're talking about our bad law of the day, of the week, whatever we want to call it. This is where we talk about just an awful law that impacts the rights of the people of New York. Today we're talking about our voting laws, and specifically just a little background on our Board of Elections and our voting laws here in New York. These laws were written in 1890. And recently updated in 1930. So we're talking about
laws. I feel up to date.
Yeah. So we're talking about laws here that haven't been updated in almost a century. With that being said, October 12th is the voter deadline. So that's one of the things that this law says.
Registration deadline?
Voter registration deadline. Right. If you want to vote in November, you have to register to vote with New York State by October 12th. If you don't, you want to register October 13th, October 14th, or any time before November election after the 12th, you don't have the right to vote in New York. You don't have the right to vote. Now, we are one of only 13 states in the union that don't have early voting. We are also one of a few states that can't figure out how to put our congressional primaries and our state primaries on the same day. Now, that maybe that sounds like not a big deal, but it is for a few reasons. One, we have some of the lowest voter turnout in the nation right now, which means now we're giving people extra days that they need to show up to vote for different elections. They might make it to one, they might not make it to another. Their voice is not heard. But also, it costs us $25 million to run these election days. $25 million. So we're literally paying, by not combining our state primaries and our congressional primaries on the same date, an extra $25 million. So what our voter laws are literally doing is A, literally taking away people's right to vote if they don't vote or they don't register to vote by October 12th. B, not giving them the opportunity to vote at a time if they can't make it on election day. Now, there is absentee ballots, but that's different than early voting. And C, costing us a ton of money, $25 million. And one thing that's here, it's not necessarily a law, but something that I have an issue with our voter system, is we have electronic ballots. we don't have a receipt to say which people our votes were recorded for, whereas other states do.
Yeah, I don't get that. And honestly, I didn't see what was so broken about the old mechanical voting machines, because they were certainly scam-proof. I understand they were large and cumbersome and heavy and difficult for people to move. And there definitely should be a record provided to each voter.
Yep.
I don't like computers. I've seen so many of the scare scenarios online. Where those machines can be corrupted, you know, basically by an 8-year-old.
Yes. And I come from a slightly different background running an IT company. You know, I love technology. I love the idea. But I want proof that the machine read my vote that way. You know, I'm not as worried about the electronic machines if I have a copy of what my vote was. But I'm absolutely very concerned about the machine if I don't have a copy. I'd like a receipt. Other states do it. New York State does not. So that is our bad law. The other thing that people don't know about the New York State laws for elections are you cannot vote in the primary unless you're registered to that party, which other states don't have that. It's interesting. I can actually – in that situation, I could see both sides of the story. I don't know that one's more right than the other.
Well, I have an opinion on it, but – I don't know if you want it.
Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah, I'm assuming the strategy, right? Where people can vote for a bad candidate on purpose.
Right. I think that you vote in your party's primary. Yeah. I think that's the way it should be.
Yep.
Because otherwise you're inviting fraud and corruption of the results.
Yeah. And I totally see that side. That's why I said I'm not sure if I feel strongly one way or the other. The thing that I know is there's a lot of independent voters who wanted to vote for either Bernie or Trump, right, in the last primary, and they weren't able to. So I can see both sides of the story. I don't know that I feel strongly about either of them. What I do feel very strongly about is that people should be able to vote when they register, right? Even if that's the day of the election. I think people should be able to register to vote on election day. I also think that you should be able to change your party at any time, which you can't do in New York. When you change your party, it takes a year to go in, unless you change your party between November 7th and December, I want to say, 31st. That's the only time you can change
it. But think of the intersection of that rule with the rule about wide open primaries versus restricted to your own party. If you can just change your party, basically what you've done is you've invited wide open primaries. Because you can just walk in on primary election day, change your affiliation, and then as you walk out, change it back.
Yeah, I certainly agree. I see that's kind of like a loophole that could be used, but I think New York State's just too restrictive, just too many rules surrounded by a right that we're supposed to have. But I could live with those other things if we could give people the right to register to vote whenever they see fit and have the right to vote in that election. Let's get some early voting going, and let's eliminate that extra primary that costs us $25 million.
Well, that's insane.
Let's get rid of those. We'll make it way, way better. That's not even all of it. There's a whole bunch of other goofy stuff around how we run elections here in New York. The whole petitioning process is super archaic, and other states don't even have that. And they have better voter turnout than we do. And I think that's really the thing that we struggle with in New York, is that we got 70% of the population doesn't vote. So,
well, once again, see the previous comments about if you make it cumbersome and you make it difficult. You and I are going to respectfully disagree on early voting, but that's fine.
That's fine. Yep. Yeah, and the absentee ballot voting, I think, could be easier too. You know, those are some of the things that... it would be cool someday to be able to just mail in your vote. You don't even have to go in. But and some people do that with absentee ballot voting, but you had to apply for it, go through this whole process. Things that could be improved, made more efficient. So we're at the coming up towards the end here.
Real quick, breaking news. Judiciary Committee is meeting on the confirmation for Judge Kavanaugh. And Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona has called for a delay in the vote.
Mm. They're just going to drag this on as long as they can.
Well, yeah, the progressives are. Yeah,
yeah.
You bet.
Yep. Yep. So real quick, sharp update before I leave you guys here. We kind of talked about events going on this weekend. So if you're at the Rochester Gun Show, look for me. I will be there tomorrow. If you have a Sharp Hollister shirt, wear it. You know, represent. If you need a shirt, let me know. I'll be sure that we get you one. A couple tables will have some stuff. I'm going to stop by, see a bunch of – I know so many of the vendors at that show, so it's going to be a lot of fun. I'll be at the Frederick Douglass Foundation. I'm going to speak about the importance of voting. Hilton Apple Fest will be Sunday. Naples Grape Festival will be Sunday. And if you've been following Larry, he has been in Long Island all week. He has been hammering events in Long Island all week. He will be there for the Oath Keepers meeting this weekend. And I suspect there'll be a lot of discussion about the Constitution and how to protect it and restore it in New York State. And officially, there's going to be a debate, at least for Lieutenant Governor, and I will be on it. It will be pre-recorded. It won't be live. I'm waiting on the date. So once I have the date, I'll share it with you guys.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So is it just gonna be just you and Hochul, or is it others?
They said four candidates in total.
Okay.
Confirmed, which means there's two that didn't. Don't know who those two are yet. So it'll be interesting.
We do know that you're going to be there.
Yes, I will be there. I would assume that Hochul has confirmed. I would assume that Killian has confirmed. So there's three. Green Party.
I was going to say, I don't even know who the Green Party person is.
I don't even know either. I have no idea.
If you don't know.
I don't even know. Maybe they don't have a candidate. I have no idea. I know they have a gubernatorial candidate. No idea who the lieutenant governor candidate is.
What's his name? Charlie?
Howie Hawkins.
Howie Hawkins.
Yep. Okay. Howie Hawkins is Green Party candidate. If they have a candidate, probably they've responded, which would leave Stephanie Miner's running mate and Nixon's running mate if they stay in, which they had a meeting about last night, from my understanding, Working Families Party.
Well, last I knew, I thought they were definitely going to do it.
That's why I thought, too, they're having meetings. So, don't know what that means.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Very interesting. So that's the Sharp update. Keep finding us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We're posting all day, every day. There's some cool videos up on the Facebook page. Video, actually, from my wife, who this is going to be her first election ever being able to vote. Not because she...
Congratulations to her. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. She's really excited about it. Maybe not many people know this. My wife is actually an immigrant. She's been a green card holder for over 20 years, you know, a legal immigrant. And she got her citizenship this year, actually in March. So she's very excited. This is going to be her first election voting ever. And there's a video of just her talking about that in front of the Susan B. Anthony and Frederick Douglass Memorial and about how historic this election is going to be and kind of...
Really quickly, tell us just really quickly, was that an emotional event when she was naturalized?
Oh, it was awesome. It was an amazing ceremony, but it just really cool. You know, people taking their oath, an amazing, amazing ceremony. It was really cool.
The voice of Andrew Hollister, ladies and gentlemen, and you have been listening once again to Radio Free New York. All your rights, all the time. Don't forget to register. Don't forget to vote.
November 6th.
You bet. Yep. And the last date for registration is
13? October 12th.
Okay, 12th. Yep. 12th. All right, see you next time. Radio Free New York. Thanks for listening.